Welcome to FYM Yerushalmi. We are holding in Bikurim Daf Yudal in the Oiz V'Hodu edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Alocha Aleph. We're starting the top of the Amud. In the previous Daf, the Gemara asked in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that one does not have to wash his hands for Maiser or for Chulin. And the Gemara brought a Mishnah Chagigah that says you do have to wash your hands for Maiser and Chulin. So the Gemara in the previous Daf explained that by Maiser, really you don't really have to wash your hands, it's only Srach Truma. It's only a Gzeira because of Truma. And that Gzeira only applies in eating, not in touching, and that's how the Gemara reconciled the two Mishnayos. Now, on the top of Daf Yudal Amud Aleph, the Gemara is going to ask the question, we're using here the Girso of Reb Chaim, as we usually do. Ve'ataninan Chulin. Yeah, but we also said in the Mishnah Chulin. You answered so nicely, how do we reconcile the two Mishnayos regarding Maiser? That the reason why our Mishnah says you don't have to wash hands is regarding touching the Maiser, because Maiser doesn't really require washing hands. And the Mishnah in Chulin, we talk about eating it because of Srach Truma, Gzei of Truma. But Chulin, you're not going to Chulin Atu Truma. Chulin is not similar to Truma, it doesn't have any Gdusha. So why by Chulin, the Mishnah in Chagigah says you have to wash your hands? So again, that Taninan Chulin, Chulin Mishum Netil Asrach, by Chulin can you say Gzeiro that you wash because of Truma? Ella says the Gemara, Chulin Shinasu Al Gava Koitish. So this is similar to what the Gemara, the Bavli says in Chagigah, that by Chulin, there's different levels of Chulin. There's a regular Chulin that has no Gdusha, you don't have to wash your hands for it. But then there's Chulin that are done Al Tairas HaKoitish, which means that people that eat Kodesh, that they're usually eating meats of Korbanis, they're usually eating meats that have a Kedusha, so they want to make sure that they always act in a way that will allow them to eat Kodesh. They always are very, very careful to be in a high level of Tahara, so they're able to eat Kodesh. And therefore, they eat their Chulin with a very high level of Tahara as well. So they wash their hands for Chulin. So when the Mishnah and Chagigah tells you that you wash your hands for Chulin, we're talking about Shenasu al Gava Kodesh, that was done in association, on the same level of Kodesh, so one can eat Kodesh as well. Says the Gemara, V'chulin Shenasu al Gava Kodesh, lav kechulimen? You want to tell me that Chulin that are done this way for Kodesh, they don't have a level of Chulin? The Gemara assumes we have a concept of Batlo Daita Tzakal Adam. Most people eat Chulin without Tahara, so nobody could say, I'm more special, I eat Chulin at a different level. Says the Gemara, Tiposer, E, Kerab Shimon ben Elazar, E, Kerab Elazar ben Tzadik. There's two ways to explain our Mishnah. One way is, E, Kerab Shimon ben Elazar, we're going to go like Shimon ben Elazar, we're going to go in a different direction than the previous answer. Tatarim Shimon ben Elazar, Oimer, Mishua, Vimeir, Ayadayim, Tchilo, Lechulin, Veshniyos, Lechuma. Meaning, according to the Pshat of Reb Chaim, there are some times that a hand has a very high level of Tumah. When will a hand have a high level of Tumah? Hands that go into Baisa Menugo, a house of a Mitzayu. So when you get to that level of Tumo, that the hands become very Tumic because they went into Baisa Mitzayu, so then they have a din of Rishon Tumo. They have the first level of Tumo. And whatever they touch, they make it Pasol or Tumic. Even if they touch Chulin, not only if they touch Truma or Maiser, if they touch Chulin as well, they make it Tumo, because the hands get to the level of Rishon Tumo. They're a higher level of Tumo, sometimes, not every Tumo. Tumah Baisa Menugo. Vishniyus the Tumah, and it has the level of Sheni Latumah that we mentioned in the previous Daf, a lower level Tumah, in a regular case, and that's when I want to touch Tumah, Stam Yadayim, any hands, if I want to touch Tumah, I have to wash them, because I treat them to be Sheni Latumah. So meaning sometimes hands will have Rishon Latumah, and usually they'll be Sheni Latumah. And if they're Rishon Latumah, they affect Chulin as well. So that's what the Mishnah in Chagigah says, that you have to wash your hands for Chulin. We're talking about when the hands are very tome by Samenuga. So that's one way to explain the Mishnah. Ikar blozer rab tzadok. Oh, we have another way like blozer rab tzadok. The Tani and Tamon, we learned over there. The chulin shenasu al gava kodesh, which that's what we mentioned before, that you have chulin, that you treat them like kodesh, meaning people that eat kodesh, they eat their chulin in a very high level of tahara. So when you have that chulin, harayel ka chulin, still has the din of chulin, that's where Rabbanon hold. Blozer rab tzadok oimer, harayel ka trumo. They have a din of Truma. And what is the level of Truma? Letam ishnayim milif solechot. Meaning, how many levels of Tumah do you have by Truma? You have until shlishi letumah, until the third level. The first two levels are Tumah, meaning they're able to transfer Tumah to the next stage. Rishon transfers whatever it touches and makes it Sheni. Sheni, whatever it touches and makes it shlishi. So both first two levels are Tumah, they transfer Tumah. And the third one is pasul. Pasul means that Jesus receives tumah but doesn't transfer it over. So chulin, that you treat them in the high level of tahara, tahara sakodesh, so they will have the same level of tumah that they have three levels. Rishon, Sheni, and Shlishi. Two levels of tumah, one level of pasul. And this shita holds that even though you treating it as kodesh, tchulin shenasu al taras kodesh, it doesn't have the same level of tumah of kodesh, because kodesh has four levels. As we mentioned in the previous daf, kodesh reaches till reveal a tumah. So by kodesh you have four levels, not three levels. But tchulin shenasu al taras kodesh is one level less than kodesh. It's treated like tumah that has three levels and not more. So the Mishnah Chagiga that says you have to wash your hands for Truma goes like this, with this Shita, Blazer of Tzadek, that holds that Chulin Shinas al Taras HaKadosh does have a higher level of Taharo and requires washing your hands for Chulin. Halacha Beis Zog the Mishnah. Yesh b'maiser u'bibikurim mashehim b'Truma. After the first Mishnah of the Perek spoke about the common denominator of Truma and Bikurim and why they are different than Maiser, now this Mishnah brings the common thing of Maiser and Bikurim. Where Maiser and Bikurim are similar, and Truma will be different. And what is that? What are the things Yesh Maiser Bikurim Mashein B'Truma you don't have in Truma? Sha Maiser V'Bikurim Tehunim Avos Mokum. Maiser and Bikurim, you have to bring them to Yerushalayim. V'Tehunim Vidui. Vidui is done when you complete the mitzvah. By Maiser, every 3 years you have to finish up with all the Maisers that you have, and then you do Vidui Maiser. And by Bikurim, there's also a vidui, and as we're going to see in the Gemara, v'asurim lo oinin, an oinin, someone who has a relative that died that day, cannot eat, not bikurim and not maiser, but he could eat truma. V'Rav Shimon matir. Rav Shimon holds that bikurim is like truma, and the same with truma you can eat as an oinin, also bikurim you can eat as an oinin. Continues the Mishnah that Yudal Amud Beis, v'chayovim bibir. You have to have to do a beer, as you mentioned before, that mice every 3 years, you have to get rid of them, you have to finish, you have to take it out of the house. And by Bikurim, you also have a similar concept. If you have Shimon point there, Shimon says you don't have to by Bikurim. Meaning, that even a little bit of Bikurim or Meiser that fall into Chulin, they also the entire pile that you have to eat them in Yerushalayim. The words milechol b'Yerushalayim means from not bringing it to Yerushalayim. I mean, you cannot not eat in Yerushalayim, you must bring it to Yerushalayim. As Reb Chaim explains over here, this is a concept of dovah sheyesh lo matirim. When do I say that a isur who falls into something else is batal b'roiv? Only if there's no other way to allow this isur, so I must cancel it. But if it's dovah sheyesh lo matirim, there's a way to eat it with heter, not usur, so just make it in the right way, in the heter way. So here, you have Maiser that fell into Chulin. If you take them to Yerushalayim, you're allowed to eat the whole thing with no problem. So I don't say, let's cancel the Maiser and the Chulin. I just say, take the whole thing to Yerushalayim. Ve'giduleyim asurim melechol b'Yerushalayim. Similarly, not only the Maiser and Bikurim, but if you replanted the Maiser and Bikurim and grew a new plant, that new thing that grew also, you're not allowed to eat it outside of Yerushalayim. Aflezorim ve'afle behemo. This is what we said. That it's not bottle is also applies to a zar by bikurim and to by behem or by maaser. What does that mean? When you have bikurim, the only one who can eat bikurim is the kohen. So if bikurim fell into chulin, for a kohen he has a solution: bring it to Yerushalayim, and you can eat both bikurim and chulin. But the zar, someone who's not a kohen, he can't eat it in Yerushalayim either because he's not allowed to eat bikurim. So I would think this concept of dovah sheyesh lo matirim does not apply by a zar, because by him it's anyway not dovah sheyesh lo matirim, it's not mutter to in Yerushalayim. The chiddush is because there is somebody that it is mutter for him, which is the kohen, so also by the Yisrael I won't say the bikurim is bottle in the chulin. Similarly, when I talk about an animal cannot eat maaser. Maaser needs to be eaten by a human being. If Maiser fell into Chulin, you want to give it to an animal, you'll say for the animal, it's not Dovah Sheshlo Matirim, because even if you bring it to Yerushalayim, the animal can't eat it. I don't say it, because for an Adam, there is Dovah Sheshlo Matirim, there's a way to eat it beheter, so I can't give it to the animal either. Reb Shimon Matir, Reb Shimon argues in this, and he holds that for the Zar by Bikurim, and for the Behima by Maiser, you do say Bitul, because they can't have it eaten in Yerushalayim, they don't have Dovah Sheshlo Matirim. This entire list is Maiser and Bikurim, Mashein, Betruma. By Truma, you don't have all this. There's no concept of beer. There's no concept of vidui when you do the beer. There's no concept of bringing it to Yerushalayim. And it is botel b'roiv when it falls into chulin. Starts the Gemara to Darshan, we learned in the Mishnah. To unim avos mokam, you have to bring bikurim and ma'aseh to Yerushalayim. Dichtiv, ve'aveisav shomo loisechem ve'zivchechem, you bring the korbonos to Yerushalayim. Ve'ez ma'aseichem, you bring the ma'aseh, ma'aseh sheni. Ve'ez chumas yetchem, it says also chumas yetchem. What is chumas yetchem? Says we saw earlier in the Masechta, chumas yetchem eilu ha'bikurim. Chumas yetchem is the bikurim. Dichtiv, lakach ha'koyen ha'teno miyodecho. By bikurim it says loshen yad, so that's how you know we talk about bikurim, and from here you learn that bikurim needs to be eaten in Yerushalayim. According to the Vilna Gaon, you add here the following words. Chayovim bibir. How do I know that you need to do bir? That means after 3 years, you have to get rid of the fruits by Maisa, and we're going to learn also by Bikurim. Tichtiv bi'arti ha'kodesh min habayis. It's a clear pasuk. They have to be mivar. You have to get rid of it, take it out of the house. So says the Gemara now, ad kedoin ma'aser, bikurim minayin. So you brought me a pasuk by Maisa, we have clearly. How do you know that Bikurim, there's also such a thing called bir? Said the name of Blazer, Hakoidish. He says Biarti is Hakoidish. The extra hay is telling you Hakoidish Ha'elyon Mashba. What we just spoke about before Meiser. The Pasha of Vidu Meiser and Biru Meiser is written right after the Pasha of Bikurim in Pasha Kisavai. So I'm saying Biarti Hakoidish, the Koidish that we mentioned before, mean by Bikurim there's also a concept of Biur. And the Gemara is going to continue dashing the Mishnah in the next daf. With this, we conclude Yerushalayim Bikurim, Daf Yud Daled.